Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our upcoming show in Madison, Wisconsin on June 19th, and our first ever show at Red Rocks in Colorado on July 10th. And check out this week's How to Do Everything. This week, Breaking Bad creator Vince Gilligan announces the official statute of limitations on spoiler alerts. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Becky Fiolik from Naperville, Illinois.
Hey, not far from here. How are things out there in Naperville?
Pretty warm.
Now, Naperville is a nearby Chicago suburb. What do you do there?
I'm a children's librarian.
Well, that's awesome. Can I ask you what your favorite children's book is?
It's hard. That's like saying to pick a favorite child.
All right.
I can
Who's
do that.
Your favorite child?
My own.
Well, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is now going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes.
Here's your first limerick.
From luxury shops, we conclude that customers hate to be wooed. The exorbitant price on its own isn't nice, and it helps if the sales staff is...
rude?
Yes. According to a new study... in the Journal of Consumer Research, the ruder salespeople are at fancy designer stores, the more likely you are to buy stuff. That's because psychologically you want to impress them. This is true. High-end shops are just like middle school. Except instead of ending up with a cool crowd, you end up with leather pants that don't fit.
I don't like jerky sales staff people. Well, those people in that Apple store with their little polos prancing.
Yeah. But you buy yoga pants. Now, how did that come to
well,
pass?
Well, no one said I bought yoga pants.
You still
you have yoga pants.
I borrow them.
That just made it so much worse.
Yeah.
Here is your next limerick.
I am saner and calmer than most, but to visions my food plays the host. Some thoughts from my head project on my bread, and Jesus appears in my...
toast.
Yes, toast. Very good. Yes. You may wonder why Jesus appears so often on a piece of toast. Is he stuck in a toaster? Is this just how Jesus likes to check his look for the day? No, according to a new study by neurologists, our brains are hardwired to see faces in almost anything. Toast, stains in the wall, funny-shaped pickles. So seeing Jesus on toast is normal. Seeing Jesus on a bagel, the bagel is confused.
But why is it so often Jesus? Like, why isn't it like, oh, I saw Rob Lowe in this muffin?
You're right.
Well, it depends. It all depends on who you want to see, apparently.
Yeah, it's some Elvis. People, you see Elvis comes yeah. up a lot.
Elvis, so it's
goods.
Elvis and yeah. Jesus. Those yeah. are not yeah. the people I'd want to see.
No.
Ryan Gosling.
Well, I was going to say Steve Buscemi.
Here is your last limerick.
I'm weathered and gruff like Bob Dylan, a 12-story, 10-ton mob killer. As Tokyo's running, they're mocking my tummy. Hey, don't call me fat. I'm...
I have no idea.
That's because you read books.
I do.
Rhymes with killer, Bob Dylan, mob killer. Is Tokyo running from something?
Nope.
It's Godzilla.
Oh.
Godzilla. The new Godzilla movie is coming out soon, and critics everywhere, based on the trailers and previews, are complaining that Godzilla is, oh, let's be nice and say a little big-boned compared to the original Godzilla. Surprisingly, an all-building diet gets fattening, even though it's mostly minerals and fiber with just a few chewy bits inside.
Well, if you're a city-smashing monster, a little extra weight would help, right?
Yeah. You need the right. weight.
Godzilla could be a wrecking ball.
That's true. Carl, how did Becky do?
Becky, you're a winner. You had two correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail or home answering machine.
Well done, Becky.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.